Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I'm your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research most things. I'm here with my mom. Say hi, Mom.
Hello.
How you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing, you know, as well as you can during this 2020.
That's right.
As well as you can. Before we begin, I'm going to apologize. Last episode, our audio was off, and it's because I got a new mixer thing, and I didn't realize the way I had it set up, you'd only hear me through one speaker and my mom through the other. So if you're only wearing one headphone, you wouldn't hear one of us. You had to be wearing both headphones, or if one of your computer speakers is broken. So that happened. I apologize. I fixed it, even though it doesn't happen during the Zoom thing, but I fixed it. So next time we're in person, it'll work. So sorry about it. All right, Mom.
All right.
Do you want to hit us up with some holidays?
Holidays. We have holidays.
Yeah, we do.
Today is National Sons Day. You know how it was Daughter's Day?
It was Daughter's Day. Okay, I saw a lot of people posting about their daughters.
Yeah. And now it's going to be National Sons Day.
Wow.
National Good Neighbor Day. Be a good neighbor.
Be a good neighbor.
Even to grumpy neighbors, be a good neighbor.
There.
Oh, Rachel. You're yawning. Good thing Tuesday's National Coffee Day.
I love coffee. Emma Chamberlain has a new line of coffee. I think she's the only YouTuber that has a line of coffee as merch.
I've never heard of a YouTuber having
YouTuber. I've always wanted to try her coffee, but I'm scared that if I try it, I'm going to go, yeah, this is just normal coffee. And then I'd like insult her, but I wouldn't want to insult her. So I'm just not going to try it.
Or you try it, but you don't tell him when you're going to try it. And then.
That is a way to go.
That is a way to go. Tuesday's also World Heart Day. Every year, over 17 million people die of heart disease.
Yes, it's a big deal.
Know the warning signs. They're different sometimes for women than men.
Yes.
And if you're in doubt, check it out.
Check it out.
So that's what I did. I was having had these weird flutters. And so they strapped me up with a little thing that I wear for 2 weeks.
Yep. Monitoring your heart. Yep.
There we go. Check it out, people. Check it out.
Get it checked out.
Wednesday.
Proud of you, Mom.
You would never let me not do it, Rachel.
I know. I'm proud of you for making me not force you to go. You made that decision on your own. Good job.
I did. Wednesday's National Podcast Day.
Yeah. That's us.
That's us.
We did
that. And a whole bunch of other podcasters.
Yeah. My brother's podcast is finally up. Let's talk about what we learned this week, I think is what it's called. I was their first guest. So if you want to check that out, go find it. That's all.
And how do they find it, Rachel?
I said the name. Let's talk about what we learned this week.
Okay.
So just Google that maybe. I don't know. They have a YouTube channel. And
yeah. I'm sure the link's on there.
Yeah. Or you can just like find their Twitters. It's just
true.
Just Google it.
True. Wednesday's also National Women's Health and Fitness Day. Go women.
Get fit.
Get healthy.
Get healthy. Yeah, that's more important.
Yeah.
Get healthy. And if you want, get fit, but you don't have to. But you have to get healthy because I say so.
Definitely. Thursday is October 1st, Rachel.
October's here already?
Oh, yes. October.
How does time...
I just think of it as one day closer to being over with 2020 words. Our heart.
But see, the thing is...
It's still going to...
It's not... Nothing's going to change. The only thing that's going to make anything change is the election in November. That's the only way anything would change of anything.
Well, we're one day closer to that.
Yeah. Look, I got a rug burn today.
Ouchie, how'd you do that?
Playing with Blaze, and then someone rang the doorbell, and so he went after it while I was trying to grab him, and he slid me across the carpet.
Ouch. So
I got rug burn. It's pretty deep, and it's pretty gross.
How?
Like, it's really deep. Like, it's like a good chunk of just skin gone.
Who was at the door?
It was an Amazon package.
So was it worth it?
No, because usually they don't knock. Like, no one ever. They just, like, drop it and leave. But this person rang the doorbell.
Lately, they haven't even been coming up to the door. They drop it halfway between my house and the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And it's like, someone else could come along and just take it.
Yeah,
I mean, they could take it on my porch, too, but...
Either the Amazon people lately, if it's a nighttime drop off, they just throw it over my fence, which is annoying because if I don't see it, the sprinklers hit it.
Yes. Yeah.
But I've like ordered Postmates and DoorDash for my foods and stuff. And half the time now they're leaving it on the outside of my fence on the sidewalk. Like, this has happened three times now. Don't leave my food on the sidewalk. What are you doing? Anyway, continue.
Okay, what are we on? Thursday, World Vegetarian Day.
Eat your veggies.
National Homemade Cookie Day. I'm going to be making cookies that day.
You're more excited about that one than the vegetarian one.
It's also International Day of Older Persons. Go
hey,
see,
that's you!
Go talk to your older persons.
I am! Right now!
If you have people older than me, they might have some words of wisdom. Or a funny story of their childhood. Or
yes,
something.
But not all old people are wise. Let us remember that.
But
just
still,
because they're old doesn't mean they deserve your respect or are wise.
But they do deserve interaction.
Yes. Interact with the good ones, y'all.
Rachel.
Interact with all of them.
Thank
Maybe
you.
Teach a grumpy one something new.
Just be positive around them. It'll rub off.
Yeah, sometimes when they're at that, never mind.
Okay.
Yes, be a happy, positive person. Sorry.
Friday is International Day of Nonviolence and World Smile Day.
Smile.
So take that to the older person.
Take your smiles.
6 feet away under your mask.
Yeah, so smile, but don't let anyone see it.
Or wear a mask that has a smile on it.
Yeah.
Saturday, National Techies Day.
I hate that I'm not, my glasses. I hate that I'm not a techie person. Like, I can't figure out.
You were Colleen's tech for a while.
Yeah.
At the Miranda shows, you were kind of like forced to learn it.
Yeah, I fake it till I make it. Like, that's just who I am. So, like, I'm going to fake it and you're going to think I know what I'm doing. But, like, when it comes to, like, buying the podcast equipment, I was like, I don't know what any of this means. Like, when it comes to computers, I'm like, I don't know what any of this means. When they're like, when Apple's like, do you want this kind of computer or this kind of computer? I'm like, I need it to go. I need it to be fast and do the things. What do you mean? I don't know what any of this means. There's just people that understand it. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Congrats to them. That's their day.
Congrats to them. The last day is Sunday, World Animal Day.
I like animals.
Of the world.
Of
also,
the world.
Also, National Taco Day.
Tacos.
You remember tacos, Rachel?
I had tacos the other day. You had tacos with me the other day at my dad's birthday party.
Those were good.
I ordered jackfruit tacos, and was it you or Jessica that didn't believe that it wasn't meat?
Me.
It was you. So jackfruit is fruit that that you can make it look and taste like pulled pork, basically. And my mom thought I was eating pulled pork. I was like, it is jackfruit. It is jackfruit. It was good, right?
It was good.
I love tacos.
And then if it's a little too spicy for you, it's also National Cinnamon Roll Day. There you go.
Cinnamon roll. Ugh, I love cinnamon rolls. My dad, he used to make those on Christmas morning. I think he still does. But on Christmas morning,
we'd make the, what do you mean, dad? We'd make the orange rolls. You know those, the orange ones?
Oh, yeah. That's so gross. Those are nasty.
No, those are so good. You wash your face. Those are so good.
Those are so gross. Like, come on. That's like getting the orange chocolate ball thing for Easter.
I prefer that over cinnamon rolls.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you got to put the citrus in there? It is not a citrus dish.
It's so good. It's good.
All right.
No, Pillsbury orange rolls.
I don't have anything on my calendar, which means there's no birthdays in the family in the next week.
Not in the next week.
But there are coming up. We have Luke's and Bailey's, my niece and nephew's birthdays coming up.
And Colleen's.
And well, that's in November. Give me a month.
So is Bailey's.
I know. Dang it. All right. So is that all the holidays you got, Mom?
That's it.
All right. Well, before we move on to our lack of news for today, because the internet was tame for the first time in a while, even with the sad stuff. So before we move on to the news, let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
All right. This has nothing to do with the internet, but I'm really excited about it. No one else cares, but the Lakers have made it to the finals. They are going to the finals, and they will be playing the Heat. Mom,
is that a team?
The Lakers?
Yes. I know the Lakers are playing the Heat. Who's
yes,
the Heat?
The Heat. The
Is
Miami?
That a game?
They're playing the team. What are you even saying? Obviously, I said the Lakers made it to the finals.
Is called the Heat?
Yes.
The game.
What are the Lakers? What is that name? What are any of the
Lakers?
Names?
They've been around forever.
The Heat, the Miami Heat. They have won a championship with LeBron
Never
James.
Never heard of them in my life.
Oh my God. Anyway, so the Heat and the Lakers are playing in the finals. Ta-da.
Ta-da. How many teams were there? Did all the teams come back?
No. So
I didn't think so.
Whoever was like definitely not going to make it into the playoffs didn't go into the bubble. And it was just like, and then those teams played for the playoffs, and then now they're at the finals.
All right.
So that's what happened. So Demi Lovato broke off her engagement to her fiance Max. I don't know how to say his last name. Erich. Apparently, they're going to focus on their individual careers. Some people were saying he's crazy, but I didn't look into it, and I don't know anything. But they were only engaged for 2 months and then they broke it off. So I hope it's for the best and that they're happy.
Well, better to break it off than be in a miserable marriage.
Correct. So I support decisions like this. So Ellen's show finally started up again. And it's the first time they addressed all of this toxic work environment, Ellen's at Meany stuff been going around. That's been going around all year, but she hasn't addressed it until her opening monologue on her show on the first episode of the new season. Basically, it was just like a really generic apology, not really like taking responsibility, but she did take, but she was just like, I'm still learning and growing, and people like, you're 62, you're done learning and growing.
No, I'm 61 and I'm not done.
No, my mom's still growing and learning every day, guys. That is true. She did make a point though. She's like, she branded herself as like the be nice to be kind to people person. And so that does make it so she has to be nice. And that's just like kind of not who she is. And So I was like, yeah, you did that to yourself. Because if she had never gotten branded that, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. Like, in all honesty, it would just like, but because her slogan is like, be kind to people or whatever, or spread kindness. I don't even know what it is. But her apology, like, I was like, okay, just like a PR person wrote this. It's very generic, very like, we're doing better. We're learning, we're growing. And I'm like, I mean, the people who are going to love her no matter what are still watching the show. People have already made up their mind. Nothing she said was going to sway anyone one way or the other, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's what happens. I don't get why y'all want apologies so bad. It's like, is it really going to change how you think? Like, because the person apologized? I don't know. When someone you don't know makes a
it's also
public
depends
apology.
On how it's presented as well.
Yeah.
You know?
So,
you know, you could go online and just go, you know, I'm really sorry. I'm learning. I'm growing. Or you can go, I'm really, really sorry. You know.
Yeah. But like, I don't know. She waited till the show happened. So she waited a really long time to say anything. Maybe it was to get the ratings up to see people so people would see her. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
The, I don't know.
Whatever. If you like her, watch her. If you don't watch her. That's pretty much what it comes down to. Okay, this is going to make me want to get a Ring security camera. So Ring, you know the Ring. You have
a
Ring.
I have one.
Great little cameras, devices, security.
Yeah.
Their new camera is a drone that you can fly around your house. So like if you're out and about, you could be like, oh, did I leave the oven on? And you turn on the drone. You go to your phone, go on an app, and you turn on the drone, and you can fly it to the kitchen and check to see if you left the stove on. Or you can be like, mom, you froze. Ah, dang it. Are you there?
Yeah.
Did you hear everything I said?
You said you can fly it in or something. You had your arm up.
Okay. You can fly it into your kitchen and check to see if you left your stove on. Or like.
Okay. So it's an inside thing?
Yeah. It's an inside drone.
Okay.
So it's for inside your house. Sorry, I forgot
your
to say that.
Your dogs would go insane.
Oh, my dogs would go insane. And I totally
they
would
get
one. They
would eat it.
Oh, Blaze would flip out. That's a good point. I didn't even think about that. So now I can't get one because Blaze would eat it in like 1 second.
You don't need one inside your house. You've got dogs that would.
No, but honestly,
everything.
I'm a paranoid person. I don't want to diagnose myself with OCD, but I do check to see if I've locked every door like 3 times before I leave the house. I double check the stove and oven before I go to sleep. Like I am like overly security cautious on
all
realms. Yeah, you got that from me. Thanks.
Dad would leave the doors open, the windows open. I have locks
on them.
But my
thing is, my dogs. I'm not really scared about people breaking in. I'm more scared about my dogs getting out, or if someone tried to break in and then they left something open, and then my dogs getting out.
Get out.
Yeah, like they're gonna eat you, but then they'd also escape. But I thought this was cool. So basically you get it and you program it. You show it paths around your house. So when you do want to check, you just like hit kitchen and it will automatically take that path it knows to your kitchen. So it's not like you're sitting there like trying to learn how to fly a drone. You teach it paths and then you program it. And then once it's in the room, you can like spin it around and check everything. I think it's a pretty
cool
camera idea. I think that's pretty legit. And once you're like, okay, I'm done. It goes back to its charging station. That's pretty cool. I like that. I like it. Twitter is going to start testing voice DMs. So you know how you can like send someone a voice text message?
Yeah.
So
Parker
they're doing that.
Send them to me all the time.
Oh, does he?
Yep. When it's story time.
Oh, that's cute. Well, Twitter is letting you do it in the DMs. And they're only 20-second clips. You can only record up to 20 seconds.
Do you have to pay for it?
No, Twitter isn't money hungry.
Yeah.
I like Twitter. I don't go on it much anymore because the place itself is toxic, but the way it's run is not money hungry, so I like them. And they stand up to the Trump administration, which I like. Speaking of politics, the California governor, Governor Newsom, has now made it a rule that by 2035, I believe, all new cars sold have to be electric. So you can still have old car, like sales lots, like used cars. He's not taking away fuel cars, gas-powered cars. He's not taking them away. He's just saying by 2035, no new ones are allowed to be sold in the state of California, which I like, but also at the same, well, it's going to push to make it more accessible because right now it's hard to, like, you can't take a road trip
in
an electric car. And this way it's going to, like, force, you know.
But here's my question. When we have all these heat waves and all of our electricity goes out because we're using so much electricity.
Solar panels.
On your car?
Tesla has solar panels dedicated to their charging station. So you can, it's expensive. Which is annoying. Like, that's the thing that's going to be about this is, like, this is going to be expensive and it's, like, but I guess used cars still exist. But right now you can buy a new Honda Civic for pretty freaking cheap, you know? And it's going to be cheap to take care of because it's, like, a long-lasting car and it's, everything's already easy. Everything's made.
So people are going to be going out of state to go buy their cars.
Yeah. That's what's going to happen. But I don't know. I think it's, like, a smart idea. I think Volkswagen just came out with a new electric car. We're just trying to do things. But it's been proven that it's, like, there's 7 companies that are responsible for, like, 90% of the climate change business happening. It's, like, our personal things don't actually affect it that much. We should still, you know, not add to it. But it's, like, these major companies that need to have huge regulations put on them. Anyway, also speaking of politics, Trump's taxes were released. Finally, but he's saying it's not real and it's all false because he's paid many, many dollars. But apparently he only paid $750 in federal income tax in 2016 and 2017. So once he was in the White House. But before that, 10 out of the 15 years before he was president, he paid $0 in federal income tax. And it's because he lost more money than he made. But guys, he's a great businessman. He's going to turn this country around because he's so good with money. And he's like the best and no one's better, apparently. Or even if he was a great businessman and he did make money, and he just cheated the government in which he is supposed to be running. Like, this is a lose-lose. Either he's a terrible businessman and has been losing money, or he's been making money, secretly hiding it from the government.
I believe he's a terrible businessman.
I believe both.
Both. I believe both as well.
I wholeheartedly agree on both of those. So that happened, but he's staying. Like, he paid a bunch in state income tax or something. I don't know. It's like
they pay more than that in taxes.
Yeah, I think he came out
good
showing
grief.
We don't make much. I pay a lot more than that in taxes. Goodness gracious. I only have one more bit of news, Mom.
Wow, Rachel.
I just feel like nothing exciting happened except this. Gigi and Zayn had their first baby. It's a girl. But then get this cute little piece of news thrown at you. Taylor Swift handmade them a blanket and sent it to Gigi. What? She's out there hand making blankets? Super cute. Get out of here.
Super cute. Soup's cute.
Soup's cute, y'all. Well, Mom, do you have any other news to add before we move on to the questions?
No.
Right, but like nothing happened. Trump.
It was a hard.
There's political things.
But
it's all political, and it's like I know sometimes I touch on it, but I don't want to get super into every single thing that happens. Like, go to the Philip DeFranco show for that. Go watch Hassan on Twitch for that. I try to stick to just internet stuff, and that's hard, especially since Twitter took away the fun button.
It did.
Did you check?
Yes.
Okay, so it's not just me.
U.S. election.
Yeah, get out of here, U.S. election. By the way, vote early. Oh, I'm going to do a little brag. I'm going to name drop. Amy Schumer DM'd me.
What? Was it a voice one?
Oh. No, it was on Instagram. She's followed me for a while. Her and Colleen have talked a little bit when they were both pregnant.
Yeah.
Amy Schumer just very much supports women who have a sense of humor. I guess I fit into that category. But she basically just was like, hey, can my team send you like things to post on your Instagram or Insta story to like put out knowledge about voting and ways, different ways you can get out early and vote. And I was like, yeah, of course. So it wasn't like we're besties. She just was like, hey, you have a platform. Do you want to use it for good? And I was like, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't going to say anything, but we talked about voting and politics for a second.
Oh, hey, it's on explore.org, which is an internet thing.
Yeah. Oh, you can talk about explore.org all you want, Mom.
Voting for the fattest bear week.
Well, who are you going to vote for, Mom?
747 is huge.
He's huge. Is that his name?
Yeah, he's 747. That's his number. I give the bears numbers, but the people... No. See, there's Grazer and there's that. They have all these other names. There's Otis. He's the oldest one and he's missing some teeth and he kind of just...
But 747? What is he, an airplane?
He looks like a jumbo jet. He's ginormous.
Well, so, everybody go to explore.org and vote for 747.
Or just go look how cute. It's hard to tell, though, because if you didn't watch to begin with, how thin they are when they come out of hibernation. By the time they get, they've only had berries on the way down to the lake, the river, the stream.
To get their fish.
To get their salmon. So now they are.
They're big. Fat. They're big boys.
Yeah, they're big.
Oh, all right. Well, before we move on to questions, let's check to see if we have another sponsor for today.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
I don't think we did. No. Oh, no. I think it was just, usual wines today. All right. On to the questions.
Sister Cameron
says, when COVID dials down, would you guys come back to Hawaii for vacation?
Yes.
COVID has to be like done with. Like it's not a thing anymore. It can't just like die down. It has to like be
eradicated.
Dead.
Yeah.
Yes. Eradicated. Like no worries in the world. Yeah. But Hawaii is a place my family very much loves to go to. I know that is such a stereotypical thing, but.
It's special to us. It really is.
Yeah. And we respect the culture and the land.
100%.
So we try at least. Yeah. Oh my God. That's why Colleen threw my dad a luau for his birthday is because his favorite place in the world is Hawaii. So that's why she had a luau because she couldn't take him.
Or Dodger Stadium.
That is true. That man. And we can't go to either right now unless he was a cardboard cutout. But I wasn't going to pay $300 to put a cardboard cutout of my dad in Dodger Stadium. Thought about it, but I didn't do it.
He liked the luau much better.
Yeah, so we're fine here.
Cardboard.
Cassidy asked, how was Eric's and dad's birthday? My dad, okay, this is the cutest thing in the entire world. He kept looking at me during his party and going, I don't know why, but I'm so happy. He said that to me so many times. And I was like, are you relaxed? He's like, yeah. He had so much fun. And I think it was just because it was a relaxed birthday party.
It really was. It was a relaxed day. Yeah. It wasn't a lot of chaos. And it was, you know, it was just our pod.
Yeah.
And it was chill and it was relaxed. And
yeah, like we didn't. Fun. There was no, I guess like, usually I guess there's like when we throw parties, there's extra people and there wasn't any extras.
No, because like, we don't do extras.
We can't have extras right now.
Although I do miss Andrew at the party.
I miss Andrew. Oh my God, I miss Andrew. Yes. Oh my God, I miss Andrew.
I miss him so much.
Oh.
He came over and dropped off a little hockey stick for Flynn.
Oh, that's adorable. Oh my God. Oh, did I mention JoJo got the top one on the Times Magazine top 100 most influential people?
Wow.
to that. Jojo Siwa, she also collabed with Paris Hilton last week. I was like, stop it. I saw Jojo the other day because she got the 100 most influential. She's like, drive by, miss you guys. Like, I want to just like celebrate for a moment with you guys because she likes to celebrate her things. So she's proud of herself and we're proud of her. So
we are proud of her.
We stopped by and hung out in her driveway for a second. But she was like, yeah, I'm meeting up with Paris tomorrow. And in my brain, I was like, this is just a thing. Act natural, Rachel. Act natural. The next day, she just posted a bunch of pictures and videos of Paris Hilton. I was like, yep, that's it. But like my childhood and my current is colliding. This is very strange. Back to the birthdays. You were there for Eric's birthday. I didn't see him on his birthday.
Yeah.
How was his birthday?
It was chill. They had a fun time. They went to the beach. And
did you go to the beach?
No, I did not. I wanted to do Flynn's laundry, so I did the Flynn's laundry. I had a blast folding all the little clothes.
Who was taking their pictures?
I think there was ladies there.
Okay.
That set it up.
Okay.
Because it was all set up with, you know.
Haven't watched any vlogs in a couple days. I'm just behind. I've been focusing on my projects at home. So I haven't been on the internet in a couple days.
Yeah.
Which is probably why I have no news to tell you guys. So, but I looked at the picture and was like, first, this is adorable. Second, Colleen did not do this. Who did this? Oh, okay. She tagged somebody.
Yep.
And then three, I was like, who's taking these pictures? And I knew you were in town. So
I did not go. No.
Okay. Because then I was like, my mom couldn't have taken pictures this good. No offense.
I couldn't.
Yeah. Well, we all need to know our strengths and weaknesses.
Mine is not pictures.
Yeah. So, okay. So the people that set it up.
Yeah.
Took picture. Okay. That makes sense. That makes sense. It was cute.
They had a blast. They had a really good time.
That's good. I'm glad. Yeah. The pictures were great. That's what matters. Sarah asks, any Halloween costume ideas? Why are we dressing up? Halloween. Oh, did you?
I don't do Halloween. Just thinking. I just don't do Halloween, so I don't dress up.
I've never been a fan of Halloween, in my opinion. Halloween.
I used to sit out in the front yard like in a onesie that's some character or something and just pass out candy but we just
people don't trick or treat anymore. I feel like
it was
this year
it was kind of on an upswing, but I think this year is like I think there will probably be high schoolers that go around.
No, they shut it down. Like, I thought the government said no trick or treating this year.
Sure. The government says a lot of things. Like, try to wear a mask, people, or...
I mean, this is the time to wear a mask.
That's right.
I mean, everyone could just go as a doctor or a nurse this year.
Sure.
But, Halloween and New Year's Eve, I have never really been a fan of.
Me either.
And I know Halloween is like some people's favorite holidays. Yeah. For them, canceling Halloween is like canceling Christmas to us.
Yeah.
I got to respect that. But like, we can't do anything. We're not going anywhere. I think I might be going over to Christmas and Jessica's.
Yeah, I think they need the people over there.
Yeah. So
the family, the pod.
I ain't buying a Halloween costume. Like, I'll just throw on something I already own.
No, he's got a really cute idea for his kids. I'm not going to say what it is, but it's cute.
Okay. I guess, yeah, I'm like looking around. I think I have a hazmat suit. I'll wear that for something.
That's cute. That's cute.
Diane.
We'll stay home and take care of our dog. For those straggler people, she'll go nuts.
Yeah, I lock my gate so no one can even get onto the property.
Yeah.
And then Diana, the last question. Diana says, how is painting the cabinets going? So
Started
painting the cabinets in my kitchen. It is the most long, tedious process in the whole world because you have to take the cabinets off. You have to like take all the hardware off, clean them, sand them, fill any holes, sand them again, prime them. But with cabinets, you have to prime and paint both sides. So you prime one side and because it's a dark stain, so I have to prime each side twice. So I prime, I have to wait 2 hours, prime again, wait 4 hours, flip it, prime, wait 2 hours, prime. Wait 4 hours. Then I can paint, but do this whole process over again. So you're painting each side four times and you have to flip it. So you're doing 8 paint sessions for one cabinet door. But obviously you do multiple at the same time. But I only have so much room to like paint. So I'm doing like section by section. Also, I think my arm would have fallen off if I sanded any more than I did and cleaned any more than I did. So it's like, It is a long process, y'all.
It is. So is making sourdough bread.
We have two different struggles. You struggling to make some sourdough, Mom?
I got a starter and you have to feed it. So you throw away the majority of it and just keep a little and then mix water and flour and then you let it sit and ferment on your counter. And then you have to do it again and you throw a bunch away. And I'm like, what a waste. So I found a recipe for the throwaway discard.
I was going to say, can't you do something with that? Like make other sourdough starters?
And I made the sourdough pancakes out of it and they were disgusting.
That sounds terrible.
It was horrible.
And so pancakes tasting like sourness?
Well, it was buttermilk is in it and all that stuff.
Nah,
but
trash.
It was not light and airy and pancakes.
You had to
keep feeding it every 6 hours or whatever. And it's like
6 hours?
6 to 8 hours. Well, I'm going to stick it in the fridge tomorrow. I'm on day 4.
Oh, I don't have the patience for this.
Painting cabinets? Keeping sourdough.
I mean, my cabinets are going to be a month-long process, but sourdough, never.
And never. I can't wait to make bread. I can't even make bread out of it yet.
When can you make bread?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
It better be worth it.
It won't be.
I think Eric did it once and he went, no.
Yeah, he didn't find the satisfaction he was looking for in it.
So we'll see if I do.
All right. Well, this was a short podcast, Mom.
Okay. Oh, did a fly? Did you see that?
Oh, that is a moth.
Did you see that?
I saw it. It gotcha. All right. Some people were asking about merch. Merch is going to launch in the middle of October. And by some people, I mean, I saw one person ask. Yeah, that's all I got.
Okay.
I love you a lot, Mom.
I love you more.
Talk to you later. And do you want to take us out?
We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new. Or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.